The Royals looking to avoid a three-game sweep against the Yankees as Kansas City turns to Danny Duffy, his opposition Jordan Montgomery, and the Kansas City lefty gets right to work to begin the game.
Struck him out swinging, slider down and away. Cut on him, this breaking ball struck him out. 2-0, and let's have him play a bunch of games. Here's the 1-2. Struck him out swinging. What a start for Duffy. To Castro, leading off the second. And the pitch is grounded toward the shortstop hole. Diving stop, Moustakas, to his feet, throws. Got him. Oh, he just got him. And Castro, trying to reach for the bag, came up a little lame. He's okay because he trots off. And a half swing and a breaking ball. Did he go? He did. First base umpire Jim Reynolds pumped him out. So they're a two-way. It'll be a 1-2 to Headley. And the pitch cut on him is what a start. Wow. Duffy has stolen, has stricken out 5 out of 6 batters. 1-0. Swung on and lined to center field. It's a base hit. Hosmer scores, stopping at second is Soler. It's a base hit and an RBI for Merrifield. And Kansas City takes a 1-0 lead. And the pitch hit high in the air to deep right. Back goes Judge on the track. He's at the wall, and she is gone. It's a 3-run home run from Mike Moustakas. And Kansas City breaks it open. They have a 5-0 lead. And here's the 1-2 to Hicks. Strung him out swinging, breaking ball down. Well, Duffy, if that's his last pitch, which I gather it will be, had just a great night, striking out 10 and pitching a 7-inning shutout.
The Royals avoid the 3-game sweep. They take it 5-1. Danny Duffy becomes the first Royals starter since Luke Hudson back in 2006 with a double-digit strikeout effort against the Yankees. The Yankees, meanwhile, narrowly avoid their first shutout of the season. They remain one of just 3 teams in the majors to score in every game this season, along with the Twins and the Nationals. Ned Yost was happy to avoid a 3-game sweep at the hands of the Yankees, receiving timely hitting and a dominant effort on the mound from Danny Duffy to nail down a 5-1 win. The KC skipper shared his thoughts after the game. The Yankees were unable to finish off a 3-game sweep against the Royals as their bats were stymied by Danny Duffy in a 5-1 loss. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
You know, it looked like his slider was really good tonight. I think he got a number of strikeouts on his slider, and he seemed to command the ball pretty good tonight. His changeup was also pretty good.
Joe, with how explosive the offense can be at times, is it almost stunning when you see a pitcher shut them down the way he did tonight?
Yeah, well, it's going to happen. I mean, you're going to run into guys that got good stuff and are on certain nights. It's going to be tough to, put a lot up against them. You know, we had a couple chances. We weren't able to get hits in those chances, but he did a really good job.
You look back to the bottom of the second inning. Did you feel like Castro should have turned that double play?
Well, I mean, it's a low throw to him, and then, you know, it makes it tougher for him. So that was one that we probably should have turned. And then his walks also hurt him tonight, too. Monty didn't seem to have command of a whole lot of things tonight.
Chad Green continue to impress you?
Yeah. I mean, he's been really good out of the bullpen. 3 great innings tonight. I think he had 4 good innings the other day. He's done a really good job, and it looks like he's hitting the spots with all his pitches. So, you know, it could be a big role for us.
Do you see him as a guy that could stick in the bullpen, or do you still want to see him as a starter?
Well, no. I mean, if you can give him multiple innings like tonight, it's very valuable because you're using all your pitches. Oh, I was just asking him about that situation the other day with the quick pitch. So just talking about that. Nothing to do with our game.
Gotcha. Montgomery's given up, I think, 2-3 on home runs. The last 2 starts have been big. Are you still have confidence in him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a young kid. I mean, he's going to go through some growing pains, and we're going to have to go through them with him. But, again, his, you know, tonight was – he didn't have command of much. And you know, he could have got away with some things. He didn't get away with the slider, though. He hung a slider. Moustakas crushed it. So it is what it is.
Is it good for Green to get through those innings with very little pitch count? So
yeah. So you can bring him back earlier. We probably wouldn't have sent him out there if we tied it just because he went 4 innings the other day and it was his 4th day. But, You know, you think, you know, maybe he only needs 2 days off this time because he didn't throw a lot of pitches.
Jordan Montgomery turned in 5 wobbly innings on Thursday, giving up 5 runs as he took the loss in the Yankees' 5-1 setback. The Yankees starter shared his thoughts following the game.
I don't know, just wasn't executing pitches out there. So, got to stop getting up the long ball. 3 pitches have really hurt me these last 2 outings. So.
Did you feel like you didn't have a good feel overall?
Didn't have the best command, but still knew they were going to be free swingers first pitch and left a couple balls up. Slider that didn't slide.
Is it still like a learning experience for you every time out there?
Yeah, well, I'm honestly trying not to think of myself as a rookie and make that excuse because I know I'm better than that and I know I'm better than these outings. So I'm just going to keep looking at them and trying to take the positives from them and learn from the negatives.
What do you think the biggest adjustment you need to make is?
Not walking guys. I mean, I never walk people in the minor leagues. Don't know where this is coming from. Maybe just giving the hitters a little too much credit. That and home runs. I mean, I've really never had a problem with the long ball in the system or in college or high school or whatever. But just 24-year-old, 8 starts in my major league career. So I'm trying to learn from it. And I know the fans expect more from me, and I expect more from myself. So. Do better.
Any part of you feel like you're putting too much pressure on yourself?
I've always done well under pressure, so nothing I haven't done, nothing my family doesn't put on me, so I can handle it.
The Yankees continue their road trip in Tampa Bay on Friday night.